What's up, everybody? BC Papa's podcast with Coach John and Coach JoJo.
What's up?
But very special guest today. Super excited. Coach Adrian Hiljana is hello. In the house. What's up, man?
Hello, hello.
Oh, man. We've been wanting to do this interview since we started the idea for a podcast. We were like, hey, you know, it's about coaching and we want to interview our coaches.
Yeah.
So if you guys don't know who Adrian Hiljana is, then you got to get out
look
of the cave.
Look
get
it
out
up.
Of your cave and live a little bit. If you're from Bacolod, you got to know him as one of the pioneers of mixed martial arts here in Bacolod. And man, we're so happy to have you here, man. What's up, man?
Yeah, thank you so much for having me also here. Really excited to do this. So yeah, a little bit nervous and everything, but
it's all right.
Okay, it's going to be all right.
Yeah. So, but you're actually from Talisay.
Yeah.
Is that right? Yeah. So you're born and raised over there. And is that, growing up in Talisay, were you always into like martial arts or did you do other sports? What was it like growing up?
No, I live in Talisay. I grew there in a public market. My family owns a store like a rice. We're wholesale and retail is rice, everything. But I used to play billiards, me and my brothers. Yeah, two of my brothers, we used to play billiards. And at that time, I used to compete all the time in tournaments.
Right. Billiards, huh?
Billiards, yeah. Since I was in grade 4, I used to cut class and go to billiards. Yeah, I used to go there. But after that, we joined tournaments. My brother won trophies. Uh-huh. My other brother won again trophies. So I'm always there competing. Right. But I haven't won any trophies.
But they were the ones who were winning.
They're the ones.
You're the youngest.
I'm the youngest. Right. So I met Dennis Alune in billiards.
Betting in
Christian.
Billiards.
Yeah. We used to play billiards before.
Wow. So our former team, our teammates, you met them actually just playing billiards. Yeah. Okay. Now, did you like win money from them? Did you hustle them? What happened?
We used to play a lot of gambling and billiards.
Right, right.
Yeah, I used to win a little bit. I used to lost more and more. But yeah, it's fun. It's fun playing billiards. And at that time, I met also one friend of mine from school. He's an older guy. Used to train also with Dennis Don before, so he's the guy who's introduced me into martial arts. Oh. His name is Erwin Calvo.
Okay.
By that time he introduced me to you know, martial arts, and by that time,
like MMA already?
No, just grappling.
Okay.
As a no-gi grappling. Mm. He used to bring me clothes so that I can train. Yeah. I don't want to train. So yeah. He used to bring me one. So I trained. After that,
How old are you back then when you started?
17. No, 17. I started 17. Then I went out of home. I would get like a little bit family problem and everything. I used to stay at one place, Milo, I believe.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
It was old school martial artist here.
Yeah, martial arts, yeah.
Yeah, one with the pioneer also, yeah. So at that time, I stayed there. We trained a lot. Mm-hmm. Then there's a one MMA fight. It's like an amateur. Mm-hmm. So I fought. So by my first fight, I received a trophy.
Instead of billiards, you got an MMA.
So by that time, I told myself, okay, I'll quit billiards. I'll stick with MMA. So yeah, that's the time I fell in love with mixed martial arts. Yeah.
That's cool. So yeah. Was it always a grappling based? Like you said, you did no gi, and that was or did you right away go into striking? And like, how did it all evolve?
I have been stick to like grappling or jiu-jitsu, mm-hmm. or stand up. I used to train with those guys. Those are guys are like I also Don, Jack, and Milo used to be my coaches before. Okay. So what kind of training that we're going to be doing today is like, for example, they're going to do like boxing today. Mm-hmm. We're just going to do grappling. I'll just go with them.
Just follow,
by that time, I I didn't even like, okay, I just want to be a boxer. I just want to be, I just love the company of them. You know? Okay. I just like the, you know, they're the older guys. Yeah. I used to love hanging with the older guys, you know.
Yeah.
Like, you're going to learn a lot of them. I got a lot from them. So, yeah.
And this was still in Talisay at the time?
No, in Bacolod.
Already
we were staying in Bacolod. Okay. Just like, that the time I also met Chester.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, our Chester, old coach, the Chester, jiu-jitsu guy.
What a guy.
What a guy. Chester.
Yeah, shout out to Chester over Chester, there in like, Dubai the right freak. Now. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay. So that's like, what, like 2000s or 1990s
still? Maybe three.
2000
is a long time.
Okay,
yeah.
Man. Wow, you've been at it a while. So, yeah. Wait, how old are you now, if you don't mind me asking? How young?
31. 31, just 31. October.
October, yeah, that's right. We were just mentioning we're all Libras.
Oh, yeah.
Which
yeah.
is good. Yeah, that means this is going to be the best podcast ever because we're triple Libras.
Three-octobers.
Okay. So, that man, so from that point, that was your first, you had your first amateur fight, mm-hmm. and you had how many more amateur fights before a pro opportunity came along?
I think I've fought four amateur fights. Mm-hmm. Then by that time, I went to Manila.
That's when okay. you transferred.
Yeah, I transferred. No, I didn't transfer. I just go there to compete and go back again. Okay. Still studying.
Okay. Yeah, so while you were studying, mm-hmm. you would just go back and forth.
Yeah, back and forth. Then drop out of school and then go back again. Then, I got dropped out of school because of the absence of like going to Manila to compete and loving there. So, you know, fell in love with it. So I'm just thinking to stay around a little bit. Then by the time I go back to school, okay, you got dropped. Okay.
You were out too long. Yeah. When you would go to Manila, would you do like a 6 weeks training camp or like what was how
like
would it
two
work?
Months, 2 months, 3 months. Okay. Like, I think I had like 6 months, you know.
Oh.
Yeah.
And then you did a lot of fights during that 6 month
no,
period?
No, just training, then one fight and like that.
And how was it that you got to Manila? Like, did you have friends there already?
We had Jack. Okay, he got a connection there with Submission Sport before. Okay. Yeah. So we trained there. And then those guys gave me like a fight.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. And how was your previous amateur fights, was that all in Negros? Or was it also in Manila?
I fought three times here in Negros, and I fought once in Dumaguete.
Okay. And so then when you went to, how was your first like pro fight in Manila? Like, was there a difference with like your feeling or your preparation from the fights here?
Preparation there is not. But first week I went there, it's like, I wanted to go home.
Wow.
I wanted to go home. That's not natural.
Wow.
You know, the first warm up, the first training I done there is like, okay, I wrestled the guy, then I choked the guy. And I told myself that, hey, these Manila guys are, you know, I can handle them.
Yeah.
But my coach told me that, hey, that guy is like one week of just training. Then by the time the old school guys went there to help me out to train, we trained like a ground and pound program and everything. He used to punch me a lot in the face, man. Oh, wow. Ground and pound. He pounded me a lot. And by that time, I really wanted to quit. Mm-hmm. I really wanted to quit. But I don't know why I still keep on going. It was fun.
Yeah.
It was fun, but you know, you were there, it's like
different intensity.
Different.
Yeah.
Different. Right. Different intensity.
More intense.
You gotta train three times a day, two times a day.
Wow, that's a lot.
Used to hear you like, okay, just in Bacolod, we're like really chill. We're like really
relaxed,
like, we train at night and after training we eat outside, right? Then after that, we drink a lot.
Right.
That's Bacolod lifestyle, right? So there, you know, you need to sleep early. Mm-hmm. You wake up in the morning and train and train again in the afternoon and at night again, you know. It's really hard. And you can't complain because you see your teammates
they're doing,
they're doing that.
Wow.
It's different kind of environment, yeah. different kind of people that are so focused on what they're doing. Right. That time it's like, okay, this is another level.
So that was your first, would that have been your first experience with that type of focus, mm-hmm, for like, mm-hmm, for anything, yeah, for like becoming successful at something and seeing like, were there other like pros who were more seasoned than you that you were training with, or were they all like, were you all young guys going for it?
There's some young guys and there's some like
veterans,
like higher level guys.
Yeah. Okay.
But you know, there are a lot of them that are really good at them.
Yeah.
But that time it's like a team.
Right.
We used to train, fool around after that. Very good. Yeah, yeah. Really good experience.
Yeah. And how was your first fight over there? How did that go? How was that experience for you?
It was great. I fought this older guy. Mm-hmm. He's like 30 plus or 40 plus something.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, he used to be a security guard. And okay, I was like, okay.
How old are you?
18.
Oh, you're 18? Wow. Yeah. Wow.
Okay. And I won by referee stoppage.
Okay.
Yeah. And
do you ever get nervous going into the fight?
I get nervous a lot all the time, but you need to stay focused, you need to stay sharp.
Yeah.
If maybe that nervous is like that's the one helping me to win the fight.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because that makes you like more focused and you know, more a little bit afraid, so that maybe, mm-hmm, he's gonna punch you.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, your instinct just kick in. So maybe that nervous thing made me like, you know, won the fight. You know?
Yeah.
Did you have a game plan going into the fight? And if so, did it happen the way you imagined it would happen?
Before I haven't experienced a loss, I used to fight like whatever. Just I'm gonna punch you in the face.
Yeah.
You know, I just whatever.
So that's your
game plan.
That's your game plan.
I'm just good at hook straight. I'm just gonna put that on your face. So. But that time I first experienced a loss. That time I told myself I need to be, you know, more on like more wiser, and you need to have a game plan and everything.
So you kind of learn a lot from that loss, and then
I experienced, you know, it was devastating and everything. But it was a hell of experience.
Man, That's so cool. I can't imagine, you know, I grew up playing team sports, and you know, whenever you compete, there's always some sort of nervousness before, and then you get into the game and you know, you maybe get contact, or maybe something happens and then it kind of brings you back. But like with fighting, I mean, if you don't come in like ready, then something happens. I mean, it could all be over.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like so much more of a, not necessarily more to lose, but like more, a small mistake can be a big mistake.
Yeah, because like it can hurt you. Somebody's going to try to hurt you. So if you make a mistake, it's like the level of...
you just get one chance.
Yeah.
Right.
So
right,
it raises the level of intensity.
In the whole thing is like you can play a sport, an intense sport, but the sport's goal would be to score a point, not to hurt the other person. Yeah. But now you're going into a contest where like actually how you score is hurting the other person. So I mean, those mistakes end up in pain, I guess.
Yeah,
you know. So how do you, in training, like mentally prepare and physically prepare for the idea that someone is going to physically try to hurt you?
Well, we're trying to prepare ourselves with physical. We used to train a lot. I used to train that, like I said, like we train three times a day, two times a day. And we go with one light and one like hard or like go hard, you know. Okay,
hard.
And in a training, we have the, you're going to spar with freshest guys, you know. You're going to do a warm up and you're going to go one round with the other guy. Then the next round, you're going to go with the fresh guy. Mm-hmm. Is just still gonna
line
fresh.
Up. They're gonna line
yeah,
up.
They're gonna line up for you. You're gonna, you know, they're gonna punch you also in the face. You're gonna, yeah. you're gonna manhandle you right yeah. there. They're gonna do a ragdoll you and everything. So you're trying to survive mm-hmm. every mm-hmm. round. So mentally, you're also preparing yourself mentally by doing that every day. Then you're like, yeah. you can't quit. Mm. You can quit, but You can stop, but you can't quit. You're gonna finish what's your training program and everything. So mentally, I think by not quitting and by showing up in the gym every day,
yeah.
like okay, you're gonna go there, and you have your training partners who are already prepared for to punch you in the face, to yeah. kick you hard, to you know slam you and everything. So yeah. I think that thing makes us you know ready for a fight.
Yeah.
You know? And yeah,
have you ever felt like you for whatever reason didn't get to train the way you wanted and then still had to continue to go to the fight and like maybe didn't feel like you not didn't give your all but like
prepared enough or something
yeah
like, you didn't prepare enough
do you ever feel Have you ever gone into a fight feeling that you were
yeah,
not prepared?
But yeah, I felt that a little, but you know, you have your time to train. Mostly if you gotta have a fight, there's like 2 months preparation. Mm-hmm. So by the time that 2 month time that you're gonna train, you're gonna enter like your deadline.
Right.
You're gonna fight. You're gonna fight anyway. Fight. If you're feeling not well or you're like not confident,
yeah.
you're still gonna fight. Right. You're still gonna show up, but yeah, I had a few, and I backed out the fight. I got some injuries and everything. So, but by the time you got to a point that it's time to fight, you know, you're gonna go there in the cage or in the ring, and the referee tells you to fight.
It's on,
man. That's one hell of a you know.
It's scary,
it's
man.
Fun. yeah. It's fun to you know to showcase what you've been doing.
Yeah,
yeah.
And there it's you felt something. Mm-hmm. You felt something mm-hmm. like addicting a little bit. Mm-hmm. You felt something addicting like punching people in the face for legal, and they're gonna pay you.
Yeah,
that's right. Right.
It's a natural it is, high.
Yeah, it's natural high. And it's fun. It's fun. And yeah.
Well, when you mentioned that a few times you've had to go out of fights due to like injury or something mm-hmm. like that. Now, do you feel like you get more injured during training or like the actual fights? What has been your experience?
For me, having more experience, injuries in. You're gonna get into training.
Mm.
Training in the training, if you have like 10 rounds of sparring or 10 rounds of pads, or before that, you're gonna do a lot of hard warm ups and everything, and conditioning and everything. You're gonna finish that. In the fight, you can finish in a snap. You can finish that guy in 5 seconds. You can finish that guy in 10 seconds.
Right.
But in the training, normal people don't see. How people train before they fight.
How hard they prepare.
Some people gonna like, okay, some guy don't perform well in the ring or some guy don't perform well. Like, but they're gonna like boo the guy and everything. Yeah. But they haven't seen the guy who's doing that, the hard work and everything before they go in the ring. So it's kind of, you know, if you see someone fighting in a cage or just if he's not doing well, just give him, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, applause and everything, you know.
So does that frustrate you? Because that I'm not a fighter, but that frustrates me when like I might watch like even a basketball game or a fight with some other guys.
Barstool.
Yeah, but
coaches.
And they're like, that that guy sucks,
he's
man.
A bum.
And I'm like, well, I don't think he sucks. I mean, he's there and he's at the highest level of his career and he prepared for this. Uh-huh. And I mean, you know, like it seems like a little disrespectful and like, I mean, I know they don't mean nothing, but like you're just, maybe you bet money on the game or whatever, but like.
Oh, your heart also.
Yeah, you don't know, like. I mean, like I'm not a fighter, but from being around in jiu-jitsu, I watch you guys train. Sometimes you guys are there training while we're training, and I'm like, man, dude, these guys are giving their guts out, you know. And so I feel like that. And don't get me wrong, I'm not judging those folks. I sometimes do that too, but I try to check myself right away. Like, hey, wait a minute, you know. Like you might watch an NBA game, and you know my son will say like, hey, that guy sucks, and I'm like, well. Of all the millions of people in the world, he's in the top 300. So, like, he's in the top. What does that say? I mean, he's good. But give him some respect for all the things that he's put in there. So that sometimes is, you know, I can only imagine if you're the guy. Like, so now you've, are you still planning on taking more professional fights?
I think no more.
No more.
You're retired now.
I retired, and I'm happy. I have this. Have this team competing. I'm happy to help them out. You know, train them, or give them a little bit of advice, or you know, I'm happy that you know they're gonna win the fight and everything. That you know, we get to a point that you need to stop. Me too, you need to admit that it's no more or whatever. But yeah, I'm happy that we have the team still competing.
Yeah.
So
you've transitioned. I mean, you've been coaching for a while. Even as a pro, you were still coaching your teammates and helping them prepare. And now, as you emphasize more coaching, like, I mean, you coach fighters, you also coach people who want to get fit,
fitness,
or people who want to just start, beginners and things like that. Some of your favorite things about coaching people?
My favorite thing is seeing that guy pushing to the limits, or just always showing up like, hey, I want to do this, hey, I want to do that. And I hate guys, you know, that like lazy a little bit, but you're still helping them.
Right.
Because I've been there to a point also that I've been lazy and everything. But yeah, it's the good thing about coaching is that you're helping one guy to improve himself. That makes me, you know, more happier, you know.
Fulfilling, right?
Feel so self-fulfillment.
Yeah.
And seeing guys compete and won the fight. I think I won also the fight if they won the fight.
Yeah.
So
you've got the 6100 gym. How is it to have your own gym?
I'm really happy with it. It's like a dream come true. It's before I really wanted to have a gym. I really wanted to have a gym. It's like I'm gonna go there every day, train, and put a team that a fight team or guys just help people out to train to be martial artists or just help them be more confident.
Yeah,
you know, I'm happy with it. I think we need to improve it more and more. Like martial arts, you keep on going, Yeah.
Do you have some guys right now who have goals to be professional yet? Or do you have,
There's a lot of young guys over there.
Yeah, there's a lot of hungry guys there. We have Mark Nimonet. He's, he used to be a professional. He used to be a fighter, amateur. And he got injured. Got injured and he got like 2 years, 3 years of...
shoulder, right?
Yeah, shoulder injury. After that, he competed again.
Right.
And by that time, he told me that I wanted to compete and compete. You know, like maybe he's calling or I don't know. But, you know, it's always there. It's always there. And there are some guys. I wanted to help this guy, Janelle. He's a boxer. He's a boxer. He's a good box. He's got good boxing skills. He's still young.
Mm-hmm.
Still young. He's up and coming amateur prospect here in Bacolod. So yeah, we're lucky to have them, and we're gonna help them. We're gonna help them through it. You know.
And you're building your own little and, squad.
Yeah, you know, we have you.
Not for fighting.
Yeah. Like jiu-jitsu, you know, yeah. Competing jiu-jitsu. It's the other way of competing. Yeah.
No, I want to, man, commend you though. Like, we just recently did that Dumao tournament in Cebu.
Yeah.
And like the guys that you worked with and mentored and trained for.
Yeah,
like,
spent Inogi, extra time with.
And oh my gosh, man.
They show, it showed.
It showed. It was. You know, they end up in the finals against each other and stuff like that because they just like ran through people. I mean, you know, guys, just you would have been happy to see all the takedowns that these guys were just dropping these guys on. I mean, you don't want to hurt anyone, but hey, man, you know, hey,
it's a competition.
It's a competition, you know.
Some guys were getting dropped.
Yeah, do what you got to do to win, and they did that. And I thought that really impressed with you know, the wrestling and just. You know, they believed, you could tell they believed in the techniques that they've been practicing. So, man, you thank you for doing such a great job with those guys. And, yeah, and hopefully, you know, the, you know, kids program can improve as well. Like, you know, your guys, but also ours as well, where we want to see, you know, one of the things we got frustrated with was that, you know, we teach a lot of our kids the, from like a self-defense aspect.
Yeah.
So which means that like, I'm not a kid, if he's doing self-defense, he's not going to sit on his butt on the ground.
Mm-hmm.
Why would you do that? You know? So our whole, we are always teaching the kids, you know, clinch, take down, you know, whatever, stay on top. And like, so the kids were not used to, in their very first tournament, like guys just grabbing them and sitting on their butt, you know? And so they were like, what? These guys are pulling, like, what is this? You know what I mean? So they were expected to have a hard time taking them down. And so we had to adjust to that. But, you know, I was, George and I were talking and we're like, you know, we don't want to, I don't care what the competition is. Mm-hmm. We're not going to teach. If you're like a high level guy and you have a strategy, that's fine. But if you're like a little kid, like, why are we going to teach you to sit down on your butt? You know, we're not teaching competitors for jiu-jitsu. We want to help guys be confident and whatnot. So
you get those kids like four more years or five more years, they're going to be beasts.
Yeah.
Right now they're beasts.
So
everything.
When they're older, so that's when they, if they want to compete still, that's going to be their next, they're going to have the next challenge.
Yeah.
But right now, like, we're focused on just giving them the self-defense that they can use, and then just confidence, just having fun.
Yeah. And I think, so like we're, I don't know, and that's, I mean, even with the adult team, it's like, I mean, I don't know, just be honest, like when I say, I see like, you know, you're here, Adrian, Coach Adrian's with us, and I'm like, why are, we should be taking dudes down.
Yeah.
You know, we shouldn't be like just,
around.
Yeah, man. I mean, that's I mean, that's just my opinion. Like I said, I'm not, you know, I'm just here to help and whatnot. But I feel like we have such a, you have such a wealth of knowledge and resources.
Yeah.
That
between him, between Adrian and Don.
Yeah, I mean, like this, I'm saying we should be like smashing guys. You know what I mean? And we are. Don't get me wrong, we are. Yeah. But I mean, I kind of like look at us as a team, like 6100, is like, hey, that should be our calling card.
But you know, like, you know what, like. When we go over there in Cebu, like people are like, oh, I'm gonna fight this guy from Bacolod again. Oh, it's gonna be
So
they
be rough.
Yeah, so they always like they have the kind of what do you call that? A reputation.
Yeah,
because we're going in there, everybody's doing well.
For sure, for sure. I mean, even like I was pretty amazed. I mean, every single division we joined.
Medal.
Everybody medaled.
Yeah.
I mean, from kids to adults, from no
gi.
Like
3 years running now. Every time we go there.
We may not be as big as another team. And like, I'm not saying, oh, we're better than, I'm just saying that, hey, we're putting in the work and it's showing. And there's only, you know, there's only no place to go but up.
Yeah.
You know, so, yeah, man. I don't know, man. Yeah, man, I hadn't heard your story about the billiards and stuff like that. And I mean, thanks for really taking the time to be here and share with us. I don't know, Coach, you have any other questions for Adrian? personal. Hey, are you still single?
You know, so, for all the ladies out there. Yeah. But because both John and I are dads, we have families. Yeah. So like it's not, there's no rush, but like, what's the situation now for Coach Adrian? What's your like
status? I'm still single. I'm not dating any, but
focus on coaching.
The gym and coaching.
Would you, I mean, do you imagine yourself in the future that you would have children?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. And my kid is gonna be you're gonna be coaching my kid next time.
So is that you definitely? Of course, I'm assuming it, but yeah, you'd love to have your kids in martial arts
for sure.
And
do that. Yeah.
And if there was a point where they were really into it and mm-hmm. they were like, you know, hey, Pop, you know, I want to
be a fighter.
I want to be a fighter. Yeah. I want to be like you. You know, what would your advice to them if that was their interest? Like the first time they tell you, hey, I want to be a fighter. What would you say to them if you could imagine that? You know, no pressure, but what do you think? What do you think you're?
It's a hard.
Do you want them to be a fighter?
Yeah. It's a hard. It's really hard to be a fighter, but I think they can handle it with you know, experience and everything. So you just need to experience being there every day. They need to experience that mm-hmm. before they like gonna be like, you know, solid whatever.
Oh, they're gonna make their decision. Mm-hmm. They're gonna experience mm-hmm. it first. No.
But I'll support the guy. I'll support my kid if he's gonna go there.
Was it difficult for your parents to see you fight? Were they nervous for you and things like that?
Or did you tell them?
Yeah,
I told my mom on the day. But she wasn't here. Okay. She was abroad, so she was in the U.S. So I called them like, "Hey, mom, I'm gonna compete. I'm gonna compete in an hour." So like, what kind of competition? I'm doing boxing. So. I thought she thought that it's like boxing.
Right.
It's not boxing. There are kicks, there are slams and everything. But by the time I send her a video, it's like, he called me. It's like, he's shouting.
Oh, she was mad.
She's really mad. It's like, but I just, you know, okay, Ma, okay, I'll stop, okay. But after that, I'm going to call her again. Hey, Ma, I'm going to compete later. But, you know, there's in the gym, there's a lot of parents going there. It's like, they told us, like, hey, my son got hurt by the training and everything. And it's like, okay. And I asked my mom, it's like, your kid is the one who's coming here? Like the mom told me, like he loves doing this. So I told most of the moms, like just prepare yourself for there's gonna be a lot of injuries.
Right,
there are gonna be a lot of injuries. You know, that's a physical sport.
Yep.
Yeah, and they're like, okay, they're like punching, you know, each other in the face. You're grappling each other there. It's like it is possible.
Yes. Yeah.
So I just advised them that it's gonna be, you know, just support your kid.
Right. Right, man, that's
good. It's hard, but yeah.
Yeah, that's good. I'm sure that hey, when that time comes, if you need any fathering advice and what we can tell you, a lot of mistakes that we've made. Jojo, we always say like, hey, we're might be purple belts in jiu-jitsu, but we're like white belt dads.
Yeah, just trying to figure it out,
you know, but. Yeah, again, man, thanks for being on this. Mm-hmm. Thank you for taking the time.
Thank you for inviting me here.
Yeah.
Hey, it's not going to be the last time.
No, it's not the last.
You're going to be here.
Maybe next time we can interview you.
Hey, sure. We can get Coach Don out here.
Yeah. It's going to be fun.
A good time. Because he might be a dad soon.
Oh, yeah.
No.
He might be. Yeah. It's like, It might be next in line.
Yeah, it might be next in line. So,
are you ready, Mia?
Yeah, you're ready.
Yeah, because there's a bunch of, like, every time there's a marriage in the team, so everybody's invited. So, like, everybody's like,
you're watching who's going to be the next guy. Stuff like that.
He's going to be next. And Mark.
Yeah.
Mark.
Mark.
Shout out to Ralph. Yeah, man.
Roxanne.
Yeah, rocks. It's congratulations. Good stuff. That's awesome, you know.
They're living in Japan, by the way.
We got to get the show on here. We get the show on here.
Yeah, man.
Hear about Show Junior.
The show.
He's also a dad.
See that?
The show.
We're calling you out, Mike.
We're requesting.
We're not calling you out to fight, so don't hurt me, but we're calling you out to be on the podcast. Fighter.
Yeah, you should be my idol.
Yeah, he is my idol. Still my idol.
The show.
But yeah, so again, hey, if you guys are listening, man, we got a great coach here in Coach Adrian. And if you want to hang out with him, learn from him, and gain from his knowledge and experience and his team's experience, you know, come on over to 10th Street.
Yeah.
10th Street in Luxon, 6100 Martial Arts and Fitness. And they got classes going all day long from Muay Thai, Jiu-Jitsu, boxing, fitness, you know, all kinds of Taekwondo, right? Yeah. They got Taekwondo going on.
Taekwondo also.
So, I mean, and it's only growing and getting better and better.
Everybody's welcome.
Yeah, it's a community of people. You know, that's one thing you find a lot of times. People have a idea of martial arts. It's like, you know, violent or something like that. It's just a community of people trying to better themselves.
Yeah.
You know, physically, mentally, spiritually.
And all ages. The people over there in the gym, there's all ages.
You're never, there's always a perception sometimes that we're too old or, you know, I started jiu-jitsu at 33 years old.
Me too. I'm a little bit older when I started.
So,
how old are you now?
Yeah. 42. Libra. What's up? It's been a great thing, and it's I would also encourage people, if you're listening to this and maybe you're new here in Bacolod.
Yeah.
Man, that was my, you know, jiu-jitsu martial arts was my way to the bridge that helped me make friends and meet people like who really literally just cared about me getting better, and they were happy that I was there.
Yeah.
When you know your coaches, they will always be happy when you show up to class. Yeah. There's never a time when you'll walk into either 6100 or BC Marshall and your coaches, your teammates won't be happy to see you. They're going to be happy to see you and happy you're there. And I mean, I don't know, sometimes you might go to work and your boss probably not happy to see you or something like that. But if you come to the gym, we will always be happy to see you, you know. So, yeah, come on out. Thanks a lot, guys.
And also... for Adrian, single ladies, so very much welcome. Come over.
He will always be happy to see you.
You're just kidding.
Unless you want to do it. All right, guys. Thanks a lot. See you on the next one. Or hear you on the next one. Or listen to us on the next one. Bye. This podcast is brought to you by BC Martial Studio, where we teach kids and beginners Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu here in Bacolod City. If you want to come and take a class, give us a call, 0915-243-0767. And we have weekday classes after school for kids. We've got weekend classes for kids and adults. Morning classes for you moms and dads who run your own business and have your own schedules to make. So come hang out with us. Let's get on the mat. Bling! It's the after credits scene. You ever watch those Marvel movies when you wait the whole time to see all the credits and then they have another cool scene? Well, this is it. It's the Ilongo word of the day.
All right.
I'm Coach John. I'm trying to learn how to speak Ilongo. I've been here for 9 years and everybody makes fun of me because I can't speak Ilongo.
See, some of the guys who come over here, it takes them like less than a year.
Those white missionaries?
Yeah, it takes them less than a
year. God bless you guys. You're making me look bad. My son makes me look bad. He's my interpreter.
Yeah. He's pretty good now.
All right, so we'll go one word from each of you guys that you think is good for me to learn. All right. And then I'll try to like use it and you can... not laugh at me and encourage me instead of laughing. All right, how about that? Can we agree on that one?
Yeah. I could do a phrase.
All right, all right. What do you got? What do you got for me?
Let's see. What's the most common thing that you're going to use? Yeah. Or not even just like walking around the Like trying to buy something. Oh, you know this already, but what else? Let's see. About Anunisa Tagpilanisa.
Anunisa Tagpila. Tagpila what?
Tagpilanisa.
Nisa. Yeah. What's Nisa?
It's like that. Yeah.
Okay.
So
sometimes I just be like, oh, Tagpila. Or yeah, like yeah, something like that. I don't, but I don't.
Yeah. But it's you can still do that, but like if you're trying to like what is this or how much is this and then how much is it? So that's it.
Nisa.
Yeah.
So Tagpila Nisa.
Yeah, so how much is it?
Do I got to do that? I got to do like the up and
yeah,
down,
you can
like,
do the wave.
Tagpila Nisa.
Yeah. Yeah.
Is that how's that? How's that?
It's like a wave. Okay, so you got to be wave. Yeah, a wavy tone.
Okay, you have to quiz me on the next one. All right. Okay, I can ask. Yeah. How about coach? What? What's a good? Not hey, keep it clean. Like, keep it clean.
No, I'm just going to, you know. You know, add it up a little bit, like maybe mabakal kuni.
You know, I want to buy. I want to
buy.
Yeah,
you know that already.
Yeah, wow,
mabakal kuni.
Yes,
like that.
See, no, you're doing good. See, you're doing good. See, you're natural. Come on, man. You're just.
No, I'm afraid. Just, I'm afraid.
How about next time you should say like hiligay no English in for a day.
Yeah,
for
a day. Yeah. That's the immersion, right? I would love to try that, but I probably couldn't. I probably stay home all day. Okay. Tagpila Nisa.
Yeah.
And.
Mabakal ko na.
Mabakal ko na.
Yeah.
I'll buy this.
Yeah.
I'll buy this now. Okay, I'll buy it. Right. See? Oh, yeah, I ask you, like, how much is it? All right, I'll buy it. Okay, all right. Hey, well, there you go. Yeah. The Longo phrase of the day. I got two of them in. Thank you, Coach Adrian. Thank you, Coach Jojo. And. Next time we'll try bad words. No, just kidding. All right, see you next time.